The following is paid programming and does not express views, opinions, and beliefs of 94.5 WGTK The Answer and our parent company, the Salem Media Group. The sponsor of this program is solely responsible for its content.
Good morning, listeners. You are tuned in to the Saturday Splash here on 94.5 WGTK The Answer. Shout out to all y'all listening in South Carolina, North Carolina, Georgia, Tennessee. We did a little driving recently and realized our listening range is quite broader than we thought. So hello, everyone listening and everybody listening online at SaturdaySplash.com.
Yay.
Greetings.
Greetings. Salutations. And Shelby.
Hello.
And I am Maddie.
And I'm Lynn.
And we're from the Greenville County Soil and Water Conservation District. In case you forgot, you're first joining us today. Welcome.
For a conservation conversation. Go ahead and say that five times fast. Don't do it. It's very dreadful.
I'm trying. Hey, we've got some exciting news, some post-election news. Results are in, and we want to congratulate Mr. Bruce Countryman as the newest Soil and Water Commissioner.
Yay.
Congratulations, sir. Can't wait to work with you. It will be a pleasure to one day meet you. You're listening right now.
Hi, Bruce. Okay.
All right. Congratulations,
We'll have Bruce in. He officially takes the reins of his position in February, and we'll have him and some of our other commissioners in for interviews in the upcoming week. So stay tuned for that, because I know y'all are very interested.
Absolutely. And thanks to everybody that participated in local elections and got to know the Greenville County Soil and Water Conservation District. We were quite popular the last few weeks with the election, so I appreciate everybody taking the time to learn about what we do.
Yeah, can't say how many emails we had saying, hey, I voted for myself and my spouse voted for me. Did I win?
Try again next cycle.
Yeah, there were 17,000 votes and change, and they were all write-in votes. So,
yes. So
you don't have to wait until an election to be interested in what the Soil and Water Conservation District is doing. And we are happy to speak with you at any time. Well, during business hours, of course.
Yes. Hey, I've got a cool citizen science program to tell you guys about.
Cool.
Hawkwatch. You guys like birds? You guys like raptors?
Scrum!
Yeah, Caesars Head State Park hosts a hawk watch. The hawks are starting to migrate to Central and South America for the winter, and they are flying through the park. You can see, usually you'll see 200 to 300 hawks in a setting, but their highest single day count was over 5,200 hawks.
Wow.
At Caesars Head. Yeah, you'll see hawks. You will probably also see bald eagles, ospreys, sharp-skinned hawks, Cooper's hawks, a merlin, American kestrel, Mississippi kite, turkey vulture, black vulture, all the birds are flying through Caesar's Head as they make their way down south for the winter.
Everybody deserves to go south for the winter, don't they?
Oh, that sounds so nice. It's cold here. It's not that cold here.
Do you know what other types of birds travel south for the winter?
Butterflies.
Butterflies? Well, they're not birds.
I know.
Oh, Maddie.
But I've got butterflies flying through my yard right now, heading down south. So.
Are you putting water and food out for them?
There's nature out for them.
Good.
They have turned my purple flowers into brown flowers, which is good because I think it's a butterfly bush.
Oh, well, it probably is. We have one in our front yard and they're going crazy on it. But we also like to put little shallow bowls of water out.
Oh,
because
yeah.
You know what? Butterflies need water too.
That's right. Oh, yeah. Okay, I'm going to do that when I get home. Yes. Good. Cool. Anyway, Hawkwatch, if anybody's interested, they're still flying until about the end of November. So you can give Tim Lee, the park interpreter at Caesar's Head, a call, 864-836-6115. Or you can find Caesar's Head's website. We're tech savvy here. It's 2016. Check them out on the internet. But yeah, go see some hawks.
Yeah.
Count them up. Report your numbers. Be a part of your community.
And it's also very helpful, I will say, I've done this before, bring binoculars, because they don't like swoop right by at eye level. Sometimes
no.
They're pretty high up, so.
They don't sit in the tree and say, hey, count me, look at me, I'm here, I'm migrating.
Knock.
Pay attention to me.
Not cool. So much, although they have done that before, but no, not so much. But you said you're seeing butterflies, I'm seeing hummingbirds.
Wow. All the pollinators.
They're going all the way to South America. Can you believe those little teeny tiny birds fly all the way to South America?
Wow. Their wings beat so fast, just like their hearts.
Aw. Yeah. So cute.
So sweet.
Yeah.
Love it. We've got, Thanksgiving is right around the corner, just a few more days. If you're like me, you have yet to do your holiday shopping, which is good because I've got some tidbits of advice for you. Don't forget, as you're out shopping for food, consider the packaging of your items. If possible, avoid getting produce wrapped in plastic. You know, you can either buy the plain broccoli or the broccoli wrapped in a plastic bag. And if you're like me, I don't bag my vegetables at the grocery store. I mean, like things like green beans, I will because they'll fall out loose everywhere and I don't want that. But you know, like my squash, my peppers, you know, anything kind of big like that, you know, hopefully you're going to wash it anyway. So I know some people have an issue with, oh, well, it's gross when it touches the belt and gets into the bag. But it's been gross along the way. It's been handled by a lot of people. So hopefully you're washing them anyway. And maybe that will convince you to not use the plastic bag.
I think the only thing I ever put in plastic bags in the grocery store is, like you said, like snow peas or something like that. Something that's little. Or some of the stores where you go and, like, I'm a cilantro fan. I love cilantro. But they always have the mister over it. And so then the cilantro is dripping water.
Yeah.
So stuff like that, I'm going to have to put in a plastic bag just to keep all my other groceries and my dry goods actually dry.
Yeah. You can reuse those bags, though. They're really good.
Yeah.
I use them when I go walk my dog, use them as poop bags. Or you can use them as, if you've got a small trash can, use them in your little trash can. So that they can be reused.
They're great
to just get thrown away.
Yeah. Bathroom trash. They're good if you use them in your tiny bathroom trash cans.
Yeah, those are awesome. Yeah, and too, while you're out shopping, if you can just keep sustainable packaging in mind, just go for something recyclable. If you can get something in a paper box, you know, do that over plastic. And I know that glass is an issue. We don't recycle glass here in the area anymore, but I would still buy glass over plastic, as glass is much less harmful for the environment than plastic. Plus, if you're not recycling anyway, glass is way better in the landfill than plastic.
Well, plus you can actually reuse glass jars. I take a lot of, sometimes I'm lazy, I hate to say it, and I buy jarred pasta sauce.
Oh yeah.
You can use those jars. I mean, they're pretty much the same as mason jars, so you can just use them to store stuff, you know, store dry goods in.
You can make your own banana peppers. Have you guys ever done that?
No.
I haven't either, but I have somebody that makes them for me, and they are amazing and delicious, and you just take banana peppers from the store and chop them up, and I think you boil them in vinegar, maybe. It's very easy. It's I don't know the recipe. Look it up. But it's super easy. And then you can put them in your glass pasta jar and give them to all your friends.
Ooh, this sounds like a Christmas gift.
Brilliant.
Yes. I think gifts are so great. Homemade gifts are so awesome. I love them.
Friends, don't be surprised when I give you all homemade banana peppers in pasta sauce jars for Christmas.
And do you know what else those glass jars would be good for, possibly? Packing up your Thanksgiving meal and sending it home with your friends.
Yes. Oh, yes. Food waste is a big issue around Thanksgiving. So avoid having to throw that stuff away by sending leftovers home with your friends and family. Because let's be honest, you're not going to eat the whole turkey.
No, but I might eat all the stuffing.
Mm. Mm.
But little glass jars full of stuffing, that sounds really cool, too.
Yeah. Send leftovers with your guests. Plan ahead and only make what you're going to eat, or make what you know you will eat in leftovers.
That's what we do. We used to be like the Thanksgiving people. We'd have like 17 side items because you have to have everything. And it was worse when we lived with my brother-in-law, who is a chef.
So
we would have to compete to make side items. But now we're like, you know, just the basics, because then we can eat all of it and we don't waste anything.
Yeah. And you can donate to food banks, too, if you've got some extra food. Don't forget. I'm excited. Even though the air is smoky and I'm a crazy person, I am signed up for the Turkey Day 8K by Trees Greenville. So I'm going to go run 5 miles Thanksgiving morning, and then I'm going to go eat lots and lots of tofurkey.
Well, I'm sure that there's probably a lot of things that you can do since you're running to keep some of the smoke out. But we're going to talk about that in the next segment. We have our good friend Sandra Udicy is here, and she's going to talk about air quality.
Love it.
You are tuned in.
Super awesome. Yep. Tuned into Air Quality Radio here on the Saturday Splash on 94.5 WGTK The Answer.
We all came out to monster. 94.5 WGTK. The Answer.